Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Peter here.
Yeah. Our extensively long wait on that 13221 number.
This is it.
Sorry.
Like once your call has been connected, like what did they say? How much time?
It's just there's excessive wait times at the moment.
So do you have got any work to do now?
No. I'm just supposed to be my day off.
Like,
I'm going to put in a bill to you. You know this, don't you?
All right, first of all, what we will going to do, like, you don't call this number from where we are calling you right now. You have written down my number, I believe, which starts with 04.
I can ring you on that. 04-8209-0295. Is that right? Yes, it is.
Yes, you need to call on that number whenever you have to call me up. Have you tried to call on that number yesterday?
Oh, that was the one I rang and wasn't getting anyway. That was causing me a lot of grief yesterday. That's why, I rang off the message that you sent me this morning. That's why I've got you now, because I've rung off the message that you sent me.
Yeah, right. Because you need to call on that number, because that is a head office number. Now, I can see that we got disconnected. Now, what we are going to do, first of all, open up the any desk.
Hang on. Where are we? Right, yeah. Hang on, I'm not on speaker, so you'll have to listen to me, yeah?
You can put me on speaker now.
Oh, well, I've got to find it first, that's the problem.
All right, first of all, let me get
connected. Hang on, I've got it. Yeah, that's better, yeah. Okay, right now, what do you want? Any desk?
Yes.
Okay, what does this actually do? Can I ask or not?
Yeah, of course you should ask. Like, it is a security software through which we will gonna get connect you to our National Crime Agency server, because whatever you are doing on the internet, it is not safe and secure.
Right.
So through this security server, whatever the things you will gonna search on the internet, it will gonna get secured.
Okay. All right.
You can securely search on the internet. Now give a click on about risk.
Yeah. And again, and then
except for two times.
Except twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's too far.
Start broadcast.
Where are you? Start broadcast.
Yeah.
Except start broadcast. This is blowing my mind.
Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Okay, now as the case, the bank employees of your bank has doubted on us that you are making a dummy transaction. So it might be happen that whenever you will gonna, you know, like open up this bank account, like whenever you have settled down the account, whenever you will gonna unblock your account, still they will gonna manage to get the same thing. Okay? So what we need to do this time, we need to do it some other way to save your money. Now, first of all, can you just tell me, Anne, that have you ever heard about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin name? Have you ever heard about it?
Bitcoin? No.
Any cryptocurrency? Do you have got any idea what cryptocurrency is?
No, nothing about any of that. I'm a very, just strictly down the line girl.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that cryptocurrency is a digital currency, all right? Like the money that you have got in your account, you can able to touch it, right? But the digital currency is you can't able to touch it. You can't able to feel it that you have got the money. It's like an asset. Okay. So yeah. Binance, like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, is a digital currency where you can able to see the balances, but nobody without any authorization can able to steal that money from you. Okay. So for a time being, before we catch these hackers down, you can put that money through the digital currency so that without your fingerprint, without your permission, no other people can able to take out any money from your bank account. Do you got that?
Yeah, you're blowing my mind, yes.
Okay, because...
Am I still going to be able to do what I have normally done in the past, drawing money out and all of that sort of stuff?
Yes, yes, of course you can do that. But as because you have got a huge amount in the Combank, so the hackers are behalf of your money. So it is not safe that if you will going to put all the money on your Combank for at a time. So that is the reason why. Like Bitcoin is an asset for you. If I have got this enough money before that in the past, I would have been a billionaire at this today's date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Bitcoin is a digital currency where you can put your money on a safest place in the world. And it might be happen if the asset will gonna get increased, you will gonna get the profit from there every time. You got that? I will gonna let you know after that. That's not a problem. You just do one thing, open up the App Store. Sorry.
I hope you're not having a go at me here. I know nothing about it, sir. I'm just taking your word for it. I know nothing about it.
Definitely you won't going to lose any money. Like, it's a digital currency able to see your profile, and under your name, the amount, the money will be get on your name, on your personal details, under your asset. Like, it's like an asset, okay?
All right.
That you are, under your name, you are making an asset. That's it. For a time being, we have to secure all the funds out there. And after we will gonna secure your bank, you can easily transfer the money from your digital currency account to your own bank account. All right?
So tell me, do I have funds? Are my funds still there or not?
Yes, of course your funds will be there. But what I'm saying that you have got the huge funds in the Combank, right?
Yes.
So you can use your funds, you can use that funds on the digital currency. You can able to see the amounts, the balances, the whole asset under your name.
Oh.
All right.
And it's like it's been previously.
Yes, right. It's a digital currency where you can keep your money on a digital currency. Like you can able to feel it, but you can't able to touch it. If you want to withdraw the money, you can transfer that money from your digital currency to your own Commonwealth Bank, then you can able to touch it and you can able to spend that money. Okay? It's a further security so that no one in the world, even Jesus, can't be touched your, you know, like money.
So if my like pay goes into my accounts and stuff like that, how does that get treated?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
If my pay goes is transferred into my bank account every week, what happens?
Like if you received any money that you are talking about?
I do receive it. My pay is paid into that Combank account every week.
Okay, that's not a problem. It'll transfer it from there if you want to. Okay, I'm not telling you to transfer the whole amount from your Combank to the digital currency account of yours.
Okay.
I told you to transfer some of them over there so that it will gonna get secure. We can't able to, you know, like save your money at a time, the whole amount, because it's a huge amount. So we have to do this in part by part. That's what we are trying to do, and your bank employees have blocked your account because they have doubted on us. So that is the vision.
Okay.
Okay. So what we need to do, we need to register yourself to the digital currency account. Then we will gonna do something about it. Now, are you on the App Store at the moment?
I am.
All right. Now on the App Store, look at the bottom. Can you see a magnifying glass which is says search?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now search there, Binance. It's B-I.
B. What is it? Spell it for me.
Yeah, B for Bravo.
B. Yeah.
I for Indigo.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
A for Alpha. Now, can you see it is coming up like Binance?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Give a click on that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you see the first option? It says Binance, Bitcoin, Secure. Give a click on Get.
The first option. Yep.
Get.
Yeah. double click to install.
Yes.
Now, double click to install. Is that on the side of the phone?
Yes. You just need to press. You need to press the lock key of yours for two times. Give a click on Get again.
Yeah.
Just check that what it says. It says confirm with side button. So you need to double tap on the double tap twice on the lock key of yours. Whenever you try to, you know, install any application, like how do you do that? You need to lock like where it says double tap to download or install, you just keep double tap on the lock key of yours. You need to double tap
on
it.
The silver one on the side. That's
what I'm doing. Give a click on Get.
Do it again.
Give a click on Get. Mm-hmm. Now see where it says double click to install. What do you see?
Yeah, it's just turned it black.
Okay, do one thing. You open up the AnyDesk application.
Yeah. I have to go back in. Let's click it off. You click it in the middle of it, don't you? You don't, not the top or the bottom, it's in the middle, isn't it?
Like, may I know that which Apple iPhone you are using?
Apple iPhone 11.
11, right. Now, wherever you download any application, how do you do that?
Well, I haven't ever downloaded much at all, really.
Now you just need to do one thing, like whenever you will gonna give a click on Get, then you are able to see it says double tap to verify
on the
yourself
side, on the screen.
Yes.
Can you do it on the screen?
So, like we can't able to do that on the screen. Now whenever it says you need to take your face on that mobile phone and you need to press your lock keypad for two times. And then it is going to verify. You need to do it very quickly, like two times, not just touch it and then again touch it. You just need to press it for two times.
Yeah. Did it come up then?
It will going to...
Made a difference?
It will gonna verify your identity with your face lock, and then it will gonna get downloaded.
Do I have to, you said to go back to any desk, but not yet, didn't you?
Yeah, open up the any desk once.
Oh, I tell you, I'm worth more money.
I'm sorry?
I'm worth more money, you know that, don't you? I'm only there. Okay, so just click on, just scan, just take it up, take the screen up.
What is?
Any desk now.
Can you see the number?
175-535-655. Click on that.
Just hold on, it will come up.
She must take this.
Anything changes on your screen?
No, not yet.
Okay, you do one thing.
Yeah.
You just stay on the page. Alright, I'm just calling you right back within 1 minute. I'm just hanging up the call and calling you right back.
Right, okay.